Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And we're going to continue on in a message I actually began last week entitled Visions from Eternity. And you might say, what's that about? What's that mean? Well, what we're talking about is God has a plan for our lives. He knew us before the foundation of the earth, and He knows the plans and purposes He has for us, the reason we have for God creating us. One of the things I learned as a child, to know, love, and serve God, and to be happy with Him in this life as well as the next. And God has, it says very clearly in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And sometimes in my own life experience and what I know in the lives of others that I've been close to, that sometimes you can go through such difficulties that you feel that that there's nothing but evil surrounding you. And it, sometimes it feels that way. I mean, the devil's really been working on some of you, and you're discouraged, you've lost hope and faith. You feel like that anyway. And what the devil doesn't do in terms of bringing you down, you're able to do quite well yourself. We all have that tendency, you know, to kick ourselves when we're down. Well, we shouldn't be this way. Well, of course not. No, but the Lord knows that He said you're going to have tribulations in the world, and the things we go through. Look at Job, as I've said from time to time. He's one of my heroes. There was none like him in all the earth. He was the most perfect of his generation living at the time. Can any of us lay claim to something like that? And yet he was tested in such a tremendous way. Socially, he lost his standing. He lost his family. His own wife turned against him and says, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" I mean, look at all that he went through. And yet, through all of that, he learned lessons. And that's, while they're not pleasant, yet even Peter said, you know, if for a time you're in heaviness due to the what you're going through, yet we can take strength in the fact that whatever we're going through is a temporary situation. Now, it may seem very prolonged. Sometimes it's going on for years. Yet, as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, we're talking about the function of the mind. And the mind has two major functions, memory and imagination. We talked about memory yesterday. And Philippians 3:13-14 says, to forget those things that are behind. He said, he pressed, he turned toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so every day is a new day in God. And if we can have this understanding, and I want to pray, because I didn't have time yesterday, I want to pray right now for those who are in a very difficult situation, and the past is just, you're regretting it, you have remorse over the past, and it seems like you're just stuck. You can't move on. So, Father, I lift those, Father, who are struggling with visions of the past. Lord, if they have come to you with godly sorrow, they've repented of any sin, and they've asked regarding what has happened in the past, and they've received your forgiveness, then, Lord, you have put it in the sea of forgetfulness. Help them to be able to forgive themselves. Father, we are imperfect creatures, and the more we understand that, the more we can lay hold of the grace that you so freely give us. So, Father, everyone who needs a healing of memories, Father, that function of memory will not be taken from us, but there will be no pain associated with it. There will be no self-anger or self-hate. I rebuke those lies of the enemy in Jesus' name. And I pray right now for peace. Just let Let it go, beloved. Jesus has it, and he has you. Remember what I shared with Jeremiah. The Lord has plans for you, not for evil, but for good, and to give you an expected end. So he knows what he's doing, and he's holding you by the right hand. Amen. All right. Well, we talked about memory, but now we want to talk about imagination. And that is the ability to, with the mind, you can create or imagine or pre-play, if you will, images or pictures of things you want to happen in the future, would like to happen. We don't have control over our future, but it's something, you know, you think of, for example, a vacation. Normally, that would fill your heart with expectation, with excitement. If you've been working hard, you really need a break. It would be something that would just, you immediately would be just renewed practically mentally, just thinking of a time to be able to get away if you've had, you know, much you've had to contend with. And that Sabbath principle of rest weekly, as well as times to draw away and just recreate spiritually, physically, emotionally, to be able to do the things that you enjoy. That's important for us. We see Jesus did that frequently. He was not pressured by people's demands or their needs. Now, we're talking about imagination. So God gives that wonderful gift to you so you can create pictures in your mind of those things you desire. Again, that can be used positively or negatively. The choice, again, is a very individual one that each one of us make. Now, remember the story, I mentioned it yesterday, about David and Goliath. Let me read that. It's found in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. And he, at this point, is being moved on by the Lord. He's wanting to fight for God's honor. He's risking his own personal welfare, his very life, because he doesn't like the taunts of the giant Goliath and the things that the words of his mouth. He was just making them feel, you know, totally lacking courage and unable to fight. And so David says to Saul in verse 34, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me," you know, think about that, beloved, "I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him." That's a lion, beloved. "Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." So that is faith talking, of course. Why did he have faith talking? Why? Because he used his imagination. He knew what the past had been, and he used his imagination to pre-play, if you will, a victory over Goliath. And I mean, he was prepared. He discarded Saul's armor, and he had his sling and his smooth stones, and he knew what he could do with that sling. And so that's what his imagination gave him, the vision and the courage. And many times, you know, "Oh, sister Glass, I'd so much want to hear the Lord's voice." Well, beloved, you know, you may not be aware of it, but the Lord's able to communicate non-verbally. Yes, he can actually speak words to your heart, your spirit, and he does. He speaks out of his word all of a sudden, like, "Oh, whoa, that's just where I'm at." Or he puts thoughts in your mind. I've become far more sensitive, realizing that the thoughts sometimes I'm given, they're not my own creative genius. I confess to none of that, although I know we are all creative to some measure. But I know it's the thought the Holy Spirit's giving me. And so I want to encourage you to just be very, to monitor your thoughts, to not only to have negative ones there, but also to be on watch and sensitive to what the Holy Spirit might give you. Now, what's an example of the negative power of the imagination? Well, I can give that to you right out of Genesis, the 11th chapter, verse 6. This was Babylon, the Babylonian Empire. They were building a city and a tower that would reach unto heaven. And obviously, this was not a really big building, but there were supernatural occult things going on. And it was obviously an exaltation against God, to rise up in rebellion against the Lord. And the Lord said, I'm quoting now, beloved, behold, this people is one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Why? Because they were in unity. Here, God acknowledges the gift and power of imagination. We know, what does Proverbs say? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You probably have had situations like this. You could have been really tired. You had a hard day at work, and you're weary physically and or mentally or both. And all of a sudden, someone might, make a suggestion, or you think of something, you have an opportunity to do something that you really enjoy, and all of a sudden, oh, you've got an amazing amount of energy. Your weariness is gone. I don't know about you, but I certainly have experienced that. And if you think about it, whatever it might be, some really pleasant subject, some activity, perhaps a sport competition, whatever, you immediately come to life, right? And so that new picture will suddenly dominate your imagination and will instantly create new energy and motivation. Do you realize how powerful that is? Hebrews 12:2, a familiar passage. Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising. That's a strong word. He looked with contempt, that's meaning of despising, the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. He endured the pain, concentrating on the resurrection. Beloved, that's what we can do, thinking about the positive things, the good things. An example, is a diet fun? Of course it's not fun, but you can think about getting in all of those clothes you couldn't get into, and about the renewed health and strength and energy you'd have. And so we're going to share more on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with me. If at any time you miss the broadcast, feel free to go to unveilchrist.org, our website. Click on the broadcast. They're there for you to listen anytime at your convenience. But as I bring this broadcast to a close, as always, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. You may write through the postal service or with email. And just know that I love you and pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.